Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter captures a spectacular image of the Curiosity rover in motion on the red planet. Second, a spaceship carrying three Chinese astronauts successfully docks with the Tiangong space station as part of the latest crew rotation. Third, a groundbreaking study by NASA reveals that solar wind might be generating water on the moon. Fourth, China's latest rocket launch underscores the nation's ambitious space program. Fifth, the Hubble Space Telescope continues to revolutionize astronomy with its latest discoveries. Lastly, a novel concept for a multiplanetary crewed mission to Mars and Ceres is being explored. NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has given us an unprecedented view from above, capturing the Curiosity rover mid-drive on Mars. The image, taken by the high-resolution Imaging Science Experiment camera, shows Curiosity making its way across Gale Crater, marking the first time the rover has been photographed in motion from orbit. The tracks left by Curiosity stretch over 1,050 feet, and these paths are expected to remain visible for months until Martian winds erase them. Since landing in August 2012, Curiosity has been exploring the 96-mile-wide Gale Crater, a site of great interest to astrobiologists. The rover's findings have painted a picture of a once habitable environment, with evidence of a long-lived lake and stream system that could have supported microbial life. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been orbiting Mars since 2006, continues to support missions like Curiosity by serving as a communications relay and capturing stunning images such as this one. In a significant stride for China's space ambitions, the Shenzhou 20 spaceship successfully docked with the Tiangong space station, marking yet another milestone in the country's quest for space exploration. This mission involves a crew rotation, where three new astronauts have taken over from the previous team, who have been on the station for 175 days. The Shenzhou 20, launched from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center aboard the Long March 2F rocket, reached its destination approximately 6.5 hours after liftoff. This crew, commanded by veteran astronaut Chen Dong, includes newcomers Chen Zhongri and Wang Ji, both embarking on their maiden space voyage. China's Tiangong, or Heavenly Palace, space station is a testament to the nation's growing prowess in space technology. Entirely Chinese-built, it stands as a symbol of the country's determination to establish itself as a major player in space, especially given its exclusion from the International Space Station due to national security concerns. With ambitions extending beyond the Tiangong, China plans to send crewed missions to the Moon and Mars in the future. The current mission will see the astronauts engage in various scientific experiments and technological tests, along with conducting spacewalks for station maintenance and installation of new equipment. In an exciting development, a groundbreaking study by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration suggests that solar wind may be creating water on the moon. Scientists have long been puzzled about the source of water molecules and hydroxyl molecules on the lunar surface. Theories have included volcanism, outgassing, and meteorite impacts. However, this new study introduces the idea that solar wind could be a key player in this process. Solar wind is a constant stream of charged particles, primarily protons, that travel from the sun at over 1 million miles per hour. While Earth is protected by its magnetosphere, the moon's weak and patchy magnetic field leaves it exposed. This allows solar wind to bombard the lunar surface, potentially seeding it with hydrogen atoms that combine with oxygen in the lunar regolith to form water. The study, published in the journal JGR Planets, utilized a fascinating approach. Researchers simulated solar wind impacts on lunar regolith samples collected by Apollo 17 astronauts. By using a small particle accelerator to replicate the effects of solar wind over 80,000 years, they observed the formation of water molecules that weren't present before the experiment. Interestingly, the water detected on the moon seems to follow a daily cycle, with sunlight warming and releasing water vapor from the surface, while colder regions retain it. This behavior aligns with solar wind as the source, rather than sporadic meteorite impacts, which would not result in such consistent water levels. Understanding how water forms on the moon is crucial for future lunar missions. Water ice, particularly in the lunar South Pole's cold traps, could be a vital resource for astronauts. Moreover, this research offers insights into how solar wind interacts with other celestial bodies lacking a strong atmosphere or magnetic field, potentially influencing the presence of water elsewhere in the solar system. In the realm of mission updates, China's recent rocket launch marks another significant milestone in the country's ambitious space program. The Shenzhou 20 mission, launched from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center, carried three taikonauts to the Tiangong Space Station as part of a scheduled six-month rotation. This launch, though routine by space standards, is part of China's rapid advancements in space exploration, highlighting its determination to position itself as a leading power in the cosmos. The Tech Advances segment focuses on China's impressive strides in developing and deploying its space technology. With the successful deployment of the Long March 2F rocket, which carried the Shenzhou 20 crew, China continues to demonstrate its growing expertise in rocket technology and space station construction. The Tiangong Space Station, entirely built by China, stands as a testament to their technical capabilities and ambition. In terms of policy and industry, China's space endeavors are not just about scientific exploration, but also about asserting geopolitical influence. The nation aims to be the next to put humans on the moon and the first to return samples from Mars, aligning its space program with broader nationalistic goals. This ambition is fueled by an escalating superpower race with the United States, as both nations vie for dominance in space. The Human Spaceflight segment highlights the pride and nationalistic fervor surrounding China's space missions. The launch of the Shenzhou 20 was witnessed by hundreds of enthusiastic spectators who traveled to the remote Jiuquan base. The event was marked by a sense of national pride and accomplishment, with the crowd waving flags and singing patriotic songs as the rocket ascended into the atmosphere. Lastly, in research, China's space program is making significant contributions to scientific knowledge, with previous missions achieving milestones such as landing a rover on Mars and returning samples from the far side of the moon. While the official narrative emphasizes scientific progress, it's clear that China's space ambitions also serve strategic purposes, enhancing its military capabilities and global standing. After 35 years in orbit, the Hubble Space Telescope continues to revolutionize astronomy with its remarkable findings. Despite being launched in 1990, this school bus-sized observatory is still producing groundbreaking scientific insights. In the last year alone, Hubble has confirmed the first lone black hole, discovered new space rocks formed by a NASA asteroid impact mission, and pinpointed the origin of a mysterious burst of radio waves. These achievements underscore Hubble's ongoing value to the scientific community and its unique capabilities that cannot be matched by any other telescope, including the James Webb Space Telescope. Hubble's ability to observe in the ultraviolet spectrum sets it apart from ground-based telescopes, which are unable to capture these wavelengths due to Earth's atmospheric interference. This capability allows Hubble to study some of the hottest celestial objects, such as massive stars and regions near black holes. While other space-based telescopes can detect ultraviolet light, their images don't match Hubble's clarity and resolution. The James Webb Space Telescope, for instance, excels in infrared, but isn't designed to observe ultraviolet light. Since its launch aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery, Hubble has orbited Earth at an altitude of about 515 kilometers, providing an almost unobstructed view of the universe. Over its lifetime, it has observed more than 100 million objects, from comets within our solar system to distant galaxies formed shortly after the Big Bang. Hubble's data has led to over 21,000 peer-reviewed publications, highlighting its immense contribution to our understanding of the cosmos. the telescope's iconic images have inspired both the scientific community and the general public. Joe DePasquale, principal science visuals developer at the Space Telescope Science Institute, plays a crucial role in transforming Hubble's raw data into stunning color images. These visuals, such as the breathtaking view of the Lagoon Nebula, captivate audiences worldwide and fuel interest in astronomy. Hubble's ability to inspire curiosity and wonder is a testament to its enduring legacy. Looking ahead, Hubble continues to be a valuable tool for astronomers like Awaif Brennan from Trinity College Dublin, who will use the telescope to study debris disks around distant stars. Such research could provide insights into planet formation processes. Despite the fierce competition for observation time, with only about 20% of proposals being accepted, Hubble remains an essential instrument for advancing our knowledge of the universe. In an ambitious leap forward for human space exploration, a novel concept has been proposed for a multiplanetary crewed mission to Mars and Ceres. This mission, detailed in a paper presented at the 56th Lunar and Planetary Science Conference, envisions a 4.6-year journey that would see six astronauts traveling from Earth to Mars, then onward to Ceres, the largest object in the asteroid belt, before returning to our home planet. The mission architecture, known as the Human-Crewed Interplanetary Transport Architecture, or HUSITAR, offers a unique approach by utilizing Mars as a staging point. This strategy aims to optimize fuel efficiency and mission logistics, potentially paving the way for more sustainable and frequent deep space missions in the future. The team behind this concept, led by Ramesh Kumar V, Raviteja Bhimavarapu, and Malaya Kumar Biswal M, has laid out a detailed plan that includes multiple phases of exploration. The journey would begin with a departure from low Earth orbit, followed by a transit to Mars lasting between 6.5 to 8.5 months. Upon reaching Mars, three astronauts would descend to the surface for exploration, while the remaining crew would head to Ceres. This mission is set to employ advanced propulsion technologies, with nuclear thermal propulsion being considered the optimal choice for ensuring the necessary delta-V requirements. The proposed Earth-Mars-Ceres transfer trajectory is identified as the most feasible route, although the plan does not yet address potential challenges such as radiation exposure and microgravity effects. The proposed timeline sees the mission launching as early as 2035, with the final return to Earth anticipated by 2040. This ambitious timeline hinges on international cooperation, technological advancements, and adequate funding to bring the concept to fruition. This innovative proposal not only highlights the potential for human expansion into the solar system, but also underscores India's emerging role in conceptualizing advanced deep space missions. As this plan evolves, it could significantly influence future studies and mission planning, pushing the boundaries of current space exploration capabilities. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.